Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Today is Wednesday, and we're looking forward to being in the house of God tonight and being with our people around the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and we hope that you're making your plans to be in your place of worship as well, and singing in the choir, and maybe having prayer meeting and getting around the altar tonight, and praying for the much needed prayer request that's out there. And we're excited about going to the house of God tonight. This is going to be part number three of the message we've been preaching this week on the thought is Jesus first in your life, out of Colossians chapter number one. Hope this is a blessing as you listen today. Now I want you to once again look at the Colossians chapter number one. And then verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, underline that word firstborn right there, of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. Notice this right here, and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn. There it is again, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies, in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. John chapter number 14, verse number 9, said, Jesus said unto them, I have been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest then thou, show us the Father? He said, hey, if you see me, you've seen the Father. John chapter number 1, verse number 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Can I tell you this right there? When John the Baptist was baptizing the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you see kind of all three coming into one. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that you hear God speak from heaven and God saying to all of humanity, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus Christ is standing in the River Jordan, right? Amen. John just got done baptizing. Then all of a sudden this dove appears and it lights upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Ghost. But can I tell you, God did that so that you and I could get an understanding of who this guy is. He is God in the flesh. There's none like him. Never will be another one like him. Amen. He's the one and only. He's in first place tonight. Thank God. Now, that's pretty big, brother. Oh, Lord God, that's huge, man. I'm telling you right now. Look right here. Things that are in heaven and that are in what? Earth. Notice this portion. Visible and invisible. Visible and invisible. I'm looking at things that God created tonight. I'm looking at you guys. God created you. You said, no, preacher. I come from mom and daddy. No, well, where'd your mom and daddy come from? And where'd they come from? And where'd they come from? All the way back to Adam and Eve. Amen. You are descendants of Adam and Eve tonight. Amen. That's why you got two eyeballs, a nose, a mouth that runs all the time, and two ears. Amen. And hands that just can't stop touching stuff. Amen. But not just the visible, but what about the invisible? The other day, I've told some of you men this. Some of you ladies, I hope you get a hold of this thing. Some of you guys, y'all ever drove carbureted vehicles? So how many of you guys ever drove a carbureted vehicle? How many of you guys, I can put your hands up. How many of you guys don't even know if you got a carburetor on your car? And the old carbureted vehicles, it was mechanical. It's not run off of electronics, okay?
And so I was at Roland's the other day, and he was working on a UPS truck, and he was scrolling. He just put a motor in, and he was scrolling through the parameters on the screen there, you know. And one of those parameters that he was scrolling through, it said this. It said barometric, and it gave a percentage. And I'm like, what's that? I mean, I know what oil pressure is, all right? I know what temperature, like, coolant is and things like that, but I mean, I said, what's that? And he goes, I'll look it up on Google. I'm like, you're the master mechanic, man. You know, he's like, look it up. So I did. I looked it up on Google. And I think he knew what it meant. He just, you know, he was just making me do the work. So I remember a long time ago, Brother Keith, whenever I'd ride my motorcycle from here to Mount Mitchell, there's a change of altitude. And when I get up there, it was pop, 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 you know, because there's a difference in the thickness of the air. Yeah. Now, get a hold of this. Listen to me. The visible and the invisible. Now, listen. What the new modern cars do, they adjust from down here to when you go to Mount Mitchell, it adjusts for that barometric pressure difference, and the car automatically compensates the fuel. You know, it reaches and leans the fuel so that you don't have to get that pop, 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 kick the tire. I'm mad because this thing won't work. It's a piece of junk Chevrolet or Ford or whatever, right? So it automatically is compensating that. I got a hold of that thing. I told Roland, I said, man, you know what? I said, God created that. Hey, listen, God Almighty put that in. I said, man, we're talking about, look, they've got a meter for something we can't see. I mean, this thing is metering something we cannot physically with our eyes see, but yet there is a difference, and they figured out how to make the measurement work and all that stuff based upon pressure, right? We're talking about elements. We're talking about molecules. I'm talking about stuff so small you can't even see, praise God. Now think about this. Those things that we monitor, those things that we do see, right, that we can physically measure. Can I tell you this, Brother Dakota? God goes a farther, I mean, he goes all the way much deeper than any of that. He's past our measuring system when it comes to small. But at the same time, he's a creator of what? All things. Not only is he dealing with the small, the microscopic, the very smallest of the small, when it comes to measuring the massive, large scale of God, how can we wrap our little pea brains around the massive magnitude of a holy God Almighty? Hey, listen, God was the greatest scientist that ever lived. He was first in science. He gave us the science to record. He gave us the science to investigate. It was God the Creator. We can't even measure hardly our galaxy, much less what all God's created outside this galaxy. Do you know, Brother Brad, that I was listening today, maybe it was today, yesterday, sometime, they were talking about Jupiter and the point and the purpose of Jupiter. I didn't know this. But did you know that Jupiter is used in a massive way to block many of the meteorites and the comets that come our way to impact and threaten the Earth? Did you know that as Jupiter comes around through there, that it stops a whole lot of those things from even coming close to Earth? You could say, oh, Jupiter is God's force field, God's shield. It's a block that is keeping mankind safe. But Jupiter had a creator. I don't know anything about Jupiter. Somebody said it's just a big ball of gas. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about it. I know it's a big planet, right? Why I don't know anything about it, I do know its creator. Hey, man, thank God. Lord God, that's huge. Look right here. Look with me down there, verse number 18 again. In all things that he might have the preeminence. Now, I want you to know tonight that let me give you this third thought. Jesus is my Lord because he is superior, or he's first in salvation. Now, we know what Christ did for us. How many knows what Christ did for us? Somebody tell me what Christ did for you. Brother Ken said he died on the cross for my sins. Matthew chapter number 1 said that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to save his people from their sins. Now, I want you to just think for just a moment. Look here, Christ has had a lot of critics. Let's do something tonight, just as far as investigation is concerned. Let's just remove Christ from the scene. And let me ask you something. Where would you go to for salvation? All right, let's just back up and do it this way. If you don't go to Christ for salvation, where are you going to go to for your joy? Where are you going to go to for peace? Where are you going to go to for contentment? Let's go. Listen to me now. If you take John 3:16 out of the picture, then where are you going to go to for love? The only example of love, the only example of love is exhibited in our Bible. And if you take Jesus, the first, if you take him out of the picture, friend, you will have no picture of real love. However, if you put John 3:16 back in the book, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the firstborn of God, right? Amen. Whosoever. That means the drunkard. That means when God died for the dope. That means God died for the whoremonger. That means God died for every single person that's out there that you think that God can't save. Can I tell you tonight, that's the one he came to die for, amen? Jesus Christ, God sent his only begotten son, and he was going to die for every individual. And the reason why somebody goes to hell is because, not because of what God did, it's because of what they chose. They chose to disobey. They chose to say no to God. They said no to God's salvation. Can I tell you, he's still number one when it comes to salvation. Who else has offered anything like Jesus? You say, preacher, how much did it cost you to get saved? Nothing. It was all paid for by Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead, thank God. He paid for it. He's paid it in full so that every man can have an opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. And we went through a lot of things tonight when it comes to what Christ has done, how that he's first in a lot of things, but I want to ask you something tonight. Is he first in your life?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.